Letting body be present to itself. And nestling into your place like maybe a bird in a nest, keeping some eggs warm, or like a cat in the sunshine. Full. The skin allowed to rest. To be at rest and open. Noticing that whatever you're experiencing now is alive and came by itself as if out of nowhere and will go. Feeling for the aliveness quality of whatever it may be in body or mind that you notice easily. And then maybe resting down inside yourself, like a lake resting into the bottom of the valley. So attention is quiet. Deep and sensitive. And maybe our sense of ourselves, we could feel or imagine that to be bigger than the body. A wide space where the warmth of the body happens, the kind of wind of the mind happens. And maybe just for a few moments, feeling through in that whole field of body that has now a bit more room for wherever it might feel pleasant or neutral, somewhere. And wherever that is, just feeling it, what is it that feels good? What are the textures, qualities? Fluid or still, a sense of openness or ground. Sometimes all of that at once. Just the simple taste of a pleasant feeling in the body. It feels good, and what is that goodness sort of made of? And not knowing what's supposed to happen next. There's not a next thing that's supposed to happen. So then what does happen by feeling the pleasant or neutral sensations? And also just simply noticing whether it feels comfortable or uncomfortable for you to feel something pleasant or neutral. Usually, for most of us, our attention goes so easily to what's unpleasant. How is it to let the attention rest with something pleasant or neutral? If there's pleasant, then pleasant. And just noticing if it's hard to stay with that, or if it's easy and you feel like it starts to grow, or if your system starts to relax by being in touch with pleasant. And either way, it could be interesting to stay with that pleasant sensation. If it's still here, it might be gone by now. Whether it's a game of, wow, it's so hard to stay with that. And what if there's nothing wrong with it being hard? So it's like playing tennis, keep coming back. And being back, allowing a moment of really receiving that, And if it's easy, then noticing what happens in the mind and energy in the body. And then we could just also briefly bring in a thought that feels pleasant to you. Maybe a deep thought, maybe not. Maybe, may I be at peace? Or something like that. Or just a memory of when you just stood still and let the sunshine come onto half of your face and the breeze on your arm. How does that memory or thought feel in the body and mind? What happens? Is there a feeling of spreading out, getting grounded, getting light? Silkiness, honey. Sometimes it's as if out of nowhere then comes a rush of pleasure and joy. How does that feel? Where does it go? So feeling really free to now follow through in your own inner instructions. Staying with the pleasant as a good medicine for all of our training that is so much about the difficult. We're so sensitive and tuned to the hurt, to the criticism, etc. That it would be worthwhile to spend a lot of time practicing receiving pleasant in body and mind. Other times it feels more simple and true just to be with the sensations or the sounds. Somewhere specific in the body or in the whole field of body. And no matter what we do, sometimes comes a feeling of openness. Almost like a trampoline, like a stretchy fabric that we're lying on. It's holding us up, that spreads out to the sides beyond the body. Or a sense of wholeness, like a nest that surrounds us. Or just happiness. Or stillness. These more subtle sensations, also, we could let them have you. Let them have your body chemistry, bloodstream, attention, heart. And just as before, when you happen to notice somehow that you got distracted, then letting yourself come back to enjoy just the simple sensual sensations of now, or a pleasant thought or body place, or a subtle sensation like openness or stillness that may come somehow. Just giving yourself fully. Without pressure. Even a few seconds of letting ourselves feel life as it is, or feel a pleasant sensation, or just the breath happening, or a deep wish. Even a few seconds of that can bring a lot of healing and power, ease, freedom. Noticing where attention goes when it stops resting with belly or breath or whatever. Noticing if attention goes to something that feels unpleasant. And if possible, just noticing that that's unpleasant. And if there's thinking, noticing that this is the thinking part. It's just the thinking part. And an inner attitude of pressure or resistance that brings in a sense of problem. And just feeling that pressure or attitude as just pressure or attitude. And so then maybe hot is just hot. Cold is just cold. Or a sound or a thought that comes that are unpleasant. We can just notice that that's where the button is, the trigger, without necessarily needing to let it get pushed or triggered. So often when we feel there is a problem, there isn't. And then just drifting or gliding back to the direct experience or deep wish. And just giving everything there. Does anyone have a question or anything to share?
It's a practical thing. I've just started noticing when I really relax that the left side of my tongue ends up slightly clamped by my teeth on the left side. I've just been getting interested in that. Just wondered if you had any suggestions. I've tried turning my head different ways.
Yeah.
That way is better.
Yeah. I would go for a Jinshin jutsu, so you said the left side, right?
Yeah.
But still, probably both sides of this flow would be good. So it's the middle of the neck on the left side with the left hand, and the forehead with the right, on the right with the right hand. That's one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other way around for the other side. So right hand on right mid-neck, left hand on left forehead. And more often than not, I do, now that I've told you the technical, both sides at the same time, middle neck and forehead. And it probably isn't comfortable for a meditation posture. But when you're resting, if you lie on your side, it might work out. Or just put, you know, cushions under your arms.
Yeah.
At the right angle for you. And so maybe 20 minutes at a time. It could be worthwhile maybe once just finding a spot somewhere in the ashram that you have a little bit of seclusion. But maybe in the trees or so, and just even if there's not the tension there, but just going into that spot, that area, and playing that game of what would it want to do, or just even on purpose clamping and see what happens, just for 5 minutes, you know, not too much. There's one more Jinshin that's worth mentioning, and that's the outer ankles. And you can feel for yourself, but usually it's the opposite, so it'd be the right outer ankle. So then you could put your right hand on the inner right ankle, left hand on the outer right ankle, as just to help. And so the main thing is what I'm really saying is try support, just to trust your process. Maybe there's not a right way, and so it's easier this side, but maybe sometimes it wants to go that side, or and it might be gone already. Okay, anything?
Yeah, thank you. That's interesting.
Anything else to say?
Well, a bit it seems to relate to a whole, which sort of sounds physical, but it isn't, a whole way of having my head more like that,
mm-hmm.
rather than like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates such a sort of unfamiliar feeling of almost like emptiness,
mm-hmm.
like that could be uncomfortable, but it's just starting to, the more I do it, it's starting to get comfortable.
Mm.
And you know, I described it in a sort of physical way because it's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
It's just more tangible, but you know, it's not really physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be a good example of where sometimes there could be a contraction and we think, oh my God, I'm blocked or something, but maybe the muscles are just getting some chance to practice being stronger or something. Who knows? But it can help to take away the sentences and just go with the process. Anyone?
I also have a practical
Yeah.
question that when I first started meditating, I was meditating with my hands and my these fingers would start towards the end feeling pins and needles. I've changed the posture from here to here, but these still get a sensation that is like pins and needles from here to here.
Yeah.
Though I've
Yeah.
put a support here.
Yeah. So I would go in the same direction as you, like try more support, and also that might be very firm support, so softer, something soft on top of that. It's most likely just that nerve, which could be that it's helped by more physical support. It could be that by holding the fingers, there's also some help. And holding the, maybe in walking meditation, for example, the outer wrist could be interesting. And while resting, base of the rib cage and upper chest could be interesting. A little bit lower on the chest with the top hand, yeah. And one thing that I love on retreats is how what might come up and it seems random for one person has some relevance for us all, or some of us. So if anyone, it's not only like special medicine that only Dipta should take or only Caroline should take, but I've been meaning to mention this one. Kind of. Anyone else?
John, would you say that this one is the best one to maintain alertness in the lying down posture?
No.
Which one would be?
It depends.
Oh.
So this could be if someone hasn't slept for months, which is the case sometimes, including here, that this would help the person sleep rather than help them stay awake. So I think for you found this a really helpful posture, so that's good. But be open now to where when your hands when you feel like this or when that starts to feel a bit stale. The idea of going back there starts to feel stale. Not unexciting because it's not novel, but just something in the energy feels even before you get there. And then play, like where might the hands go? Sometimes they even might go off the body. There can be that need. So there's not that one thing that we're trying to achieve, which is stay awake while lying down, and that one thing that helps that to happen. It's all changing all the time and organic. And your job now that you found that this helps you, do that as much as you want to, need to, can, etc. And be open to where then, by doing that, your hands and system are getting trained to feel more sensitively. And then they'll also start to make that next step of finding another posture like that, for example. Or the one you're doing now is also very good for you. You see how easy? To let the body, the vital path of letting the body leap. You just did it. And you've got your ankles as well.
Yeah. Can you repeat again, please, the thing with the speed and this area?
So his question was, is this the best position to help stay awake and lying down? And I'm first of all saying, it's not that everyone, the best thing is for them to stay awake while lying down. So we're not like coming to the hall in order to necessarily get to sleep as fast as possible. But sometimes the system is that tired and hasn't slept for months and months. And that does need to happen. It does happen. So if only we had some hammocks around or whatever. But so what Jinshin Jitsu does, one reason I love it, is it's not that it does, you put in, it's not a vending machine, as Pramaji said yesterday. Her guru says to her when her buttons get pushed, it's like a vending machine. So that's like, let's say, for example, in an airport or something, you put in your coins or now your bills or your credit card, and you push number 23A and you get your bottle of water or whatever. So the button getting pushed. It's not that we do this, it's not pushing a button that gets a certain result. It's communicating with a living, let's call it system. It's not exactly so systematic exactly, but communicating with a living system that's in a particular moment and has in that moment certain things are emerging, and it helps things to emerge more harmoniously towards a wider harmony and more ease and freedom. So if someone needs to sleep and they lie down and do this, it will help them sleep. If someone needs to feel their own sweetness, then it may help that. If someone needs to be in touch with how beautiful they are, then that might help that. If someone needs to stay awake, then it might help that. And by doing it, whatever. So for Tamji, this works really well for his meditation, for now. It's so unlikely that 20 years from now this will still be, it could be, for me I still do it 20 years later, but I also do another one more often now. It could be that it happens to stay the same. Like the river might stay in the same bed, or it might change its bed. Okay. So enjoy your feet in the ground and your beauty, please.